Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has made its recommendation on how to replace an Augusta dam with something that will benefit an endangered fish. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, the plan is not likely to happen without a fight.
The Army Corps wants to replace the Savannah Bluff Lock and Dam with a pair of river-width weirs that would allow the endangered short-nosed sturgeon to reach spawning grounds it hasn't used since 1937. That's required as part of the deepening of the harbor in Savannah. The weirs could drop the water above the bluff by as much as 2 feet. Waterfront property owners don't like that. But Savannah Riverkeeper Tanya Bonitatibus says there's still time to compromise around the Corps' recommendation.
That means real meaningful negotiations to ensure that there's something that we all can live with. If not, then at least the fish are going to win.
The next public hearing on the lock and dam is on the 13th of November. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Morehouse College in Atlanta is dropping plans for employee furloughs that were announced as a cost-saving measure. Faculty had planned a walkout later this week. According to the AJC, the college will also halt plans to discontinue the college's contribution to the 403B retirement plan. The historically black college had announced several cuts last month to fill a $5 million budget gap. The National Collegiate Athletic Association has created a path to allow student athletes to financially benefit while still in college. GPB's Robert Jimison reports the organization's board voted on the changes during its meeting today in Atlanta.
The NCAA, which represents around 450,000 college athletes, reversed their stance that prohibits players from cashing in on their own name, image, or likeness. It also reaffirms that student athletes are not employees of the university. The board says each division will decide how best to implement the proposed changes. Tuesday's decision comes a month after California passed a law that would make it illegal for colleges to penalize student athletes for accepting money. A Georgia lawmaker is also putting forth similar legislation to be considered next year. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.